Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in the first few weeks of the Trump administration, no Republican congressman has voted against the president more often than Walter Jones. Now, this shouldn't really come as a surprise. The longtime North Carolina representative has a well-established independent streak. And as Jeff Tiberi from Here and Now contributor WUNC reports, he shows no sign of breaking it.
In a district full of coiffed hair and pressed shirts, a frayed rug can stand out. On Capitol Hill, the office of Congressman Walter Jones is filled with home state relics, large framed pictures, crisp newspaper clippings, and shiny military medals, along with a faded North Carolina seal buckling under a coffee table.
The rug was worn out, but I brought the seal up here, and as you can tell, that the night crew doesn't care about keeping it straight, so I got to straighten it up when we finished the interview.
Jones purchased the rug 3 decades ago while serving in the North Carolina General Assembly as a Democrat. Today, yellow threads extend from the large fabric seal, a seal that, of course, bears the state motto, Esse quam videri, to be rather than to seem. It's a motto that could be applied to the state's ranking member of Congress, who has been in Washington for 12 terms as a Republican.
I am independent. I want to do what I think is right for the people of my district. And sometimes I cross party lines for that reason.
After losing a bid for the U.S. House in the 1990s, Walter Jones swapped the D for an R. His former chief of staff once said, when Jones votes, it's either as a conservative, a populist, or a libertarian. The son of a 12-term congressman, he's long been a staunch supporter of campaign finance reform and fiscal responsibility. Since January, Jones has voted in opposition of Trump's position nearly a quarter of the time. More recently, he became the first Republican to sign on to a bill calling for an outside investigation of Russia's possible involvement in the 2016 election.
It needs to be looked at by independent individuals, you know, Democrats or Republicans. They need not to be on that commission. We do not need to have foreign governments, whether it be a Republican or a Democrat, trying to influence policy and outcomes. So,
Walter Jones is Walter Jones. I think that's the best way to describe him. He's sort of an anomaly.
David McLennan teaches political science at Meredith College in Raleigh, North Carolina. He calls the congressman unconventional. Jones has great admiration for Roy Cooper, the state's Democratic governor with whom he served in the General Assembly. He calls Newt Gingrich the most effective speaker he has worked with, Bill Clinton the best president. Last year, Jones voted against a relief package for victims of Hurricane Matthew, people living in his district, because he said it had little to do with disaster relief.
That is sort of Walter Jones. I mean, he takes bold stands, whether it be against the Iraq War several years ago or now to eliminate the Department of Education right after Betsy DeVos was approved as the cabinet secretary.
To be fair, Jones says his plan to dissolve the Federal Department of Education, which was established during the Carter administration, began before the DeVos controversy. Jones adds that he probably would have voted against her if he were in the Senate. Jones represents the state's third U.S. House district. Terry Williams is a real estate agent in Greenville and one of his constituents.
I think probably the first thing everybody thinks about with Walter is his dedication to our vets, our veterans, and the things that he wants to see accomplished for that.
Jones's sprawling district stretches from Greenville to the northeast corner of the state, down the Outer Banks, includes Camp Lejeune, and extends to parts of Wilmington, 7,800 square miles in all. Williams is a loud and proud Trump supporter, and she wasn't exactly thrilled to hear about Jones's interest in an election investigation.
At this point, it's not bothering me. I don't think it's necessary if he does it. I mean, I'm not going to not vote for him because he does it. I just think it's a waste of time and money.
When asked if one of his roles in the 115th Congress is to serve as a check on Trump, Jones deflects. The congressman turned 74 in February. He says he will focus on reining in spending, working with the Army Corps of Engineers on beach renourishment, and making the most of however long he keeps the D.C. office.
I tell people all the time I want to die in North Carolina, not in Washington, D.C. My health is good. I go home every weekend. I do the grocery shopping. I work in the office every weekend.
Jones will make a decision this summer on whether to seek re-election in 2018. For now, He's back and forth between Washington and Greenville, wearing out that seal as he goes. For Here and Now, I'm Jeff Tabiri.